Hey. Welcome, folks, to the Miles and Grant Experience. Saturday, the 9th of March, 2024. And I'm broadcasting to you today from Miles's house. up in the beautiful hills of Perth. Today, we are once again in the same studio, and I'm tripping. And right now, I'll introduce to you the man to my left. For the second time ever in the same studio, I'm joined by my loyal co-host and friend, Brother Miles. Welcome back to our bi-weekly edition of Poolside, where you and me just have a conversation.
That's so great, Grant. Thank you for the warm welcome. And it is definitely great to be back.
Bro, just let the listeners know, I've been in Perth for a week. And for those of you new who are just new to the podcast, we normally I spend most of my time in Germany and Miles here in Australia. And we normally do a catch up via Zoom. And that's generally the go. But last week I was been in Perth for a week, and now I'm back. First one we did was at Mum's house, and now I'm back up in the hills checking out where Miles lives. And to let you know, folks, it's absolutely gorgeous up here. We're on a big stick of land with beautiful trees and animals and birds around, and feeling pretty inspired. And we've caught up a few times this week, and we're both sort of worried that we won't have anything else to say because we've been in deep conversation with each other throughout the week. Hey, Miles.
Yeah, we started off pretty intense, didn't we, when I picked you up from the train station?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were touching on everything.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean each other either.
No, we weren't touching each other.
Well, Grant and I, and this is really special for me too, to be in the same room as Grant doing the pod. Because we are living in such far off places from each other, it's always interesting to come and, I suppose, and it's been really good to really settle the nerves on what we're trying to achieve, or not even achieve, but what we're putting out as a podcast.
Yeah, definitely. Because I guess the idea at the beginning was we wanted to get down some of the ideas and thoughts that we come up with, because we noticed, and I'm sure you do as well, listeners, that some of your ideas are just, they seem to be really good and seem to be really positive. And when you're out and about day to day, generally, it's not always the vibe that you can pop out a left field idea or a positive thought or a really honest comment in amongst people. So that was our idea to do the pod. But yeah, it's just we're back in the mode we've always been, just as soon as we get together, just chatting. And I think the thing with me and Miles is it's just a really honest, open
friendship.
Yeah, and dialogue. Like, it's just cool. We can just talk about anything. And
because I just noticed how I'd taken my shoes off from about 2 hours this morning, and Grant sitting right next to me, and there's nothing worse than the toe jam coming up to your nose.
Miles just walked away from the mic, and I held it together. Oh, well, I was saying something anyway, but I held it together, and then he comes back with a bath towel, sits down and puts it over his feet. And now I understand why.
And that's just the type of guy I am.
Oh, Miles, we, in my brief time here at your place, we were just sitting outside before, next to a tiny pot belly stove. Mind you, folks, only early morning, but hopefully we get back out there this evening. It looks like a nice place to hang. But we just touched on the idea of, damn, I've forgotten. Kindness.
Yeah.
That's probably one. Oh, yeah, the meditation thing. The topic came up that Imagine if everyone on Earth just meditated at the same time every day for 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, 10 or 15 minutes of meditation across the world at the same time. Generally, it has to be about 8 o'clock my time because that'd be convenient for me. But if everyone was on the same time frame, we were actually just trying to discover the energy of everyone. And not to say a lot of people don't already meditate, but if they jumped on board with this world meditation, we'd all just be walking past and, hey, hi, hi. Yeah, no, keep going.
Dude, I think that'd be cool. Like, and Miles even mentioned, like, if it's in your time frame where you're asleep, you wake up and everyone just sits and does it. I don't think the idea is that bad at all because there's, I don't know, you go, everything's just difficult and it shouldn't be. Stuff's difficult and it shouldn't be. The stuff that we've people find difficult shouldn't be difficult. It's just the thoughts that I'm no expert, folks, but like the mind creates thoughts that are negative and that affects the entire body, and then that affects everyone around you. And that's basically the problem with war, with society, with everything. It's just the mind. Like it is just the mind. Like, yeah.
Yeah, which brings us back to the coming together of Grant and I for the second time with Poolside. Last week we did a full episode with all our segments.
Yeah, and that was cool, and it's nice to have this free flow chat where we can just say anything and it gets recorded, and there's no pressure.
No, there's no pressure at all. I'm just looking at what we did this morning, Grant. And when I picked you up from the train, we instantly started talking our shit. And then we got to my place, showed Grant his bedroom, and Grant settled in nicely. And then I brought out my guitar that I just do not play. I brought it out, handed it to Grant, and he's the nicest guy. He straight away finds the app on his phone for how to tune his the guitar, and so he tuned that. And then because I've got a piano, Grant and I just had a little bit of a riff. So we wanted to play a little bit of that for you. It's only about 3 minute recording, but we might play that over some of our commentary shortly.
Yeah, okay, sick. And are we gonna, yeah, why not? And are we gonna still do a little 2 minutes at the end and play the whole jam session, like on another one? Because we're doing 26 minutes here and we've got 2 minutes. We could do that too.
Oh.
We could spend the entire nice day inside trying to edit.
Well, we
Would
could stop
it? Oh yeah.
at 24.
We can do that too.
Yeah,
Yeah.
there's lots of things we can do, Grant.
Dude, this yeah, we held ransom to no one.
No, not on Poolside. We're held ransom to each other.
Yeah.
As long as we both feel comfortable, I think. And I really hope that this one mic scenario comes out well.
I think it will. I've just relaxed a bit now.
Yeah,
Just the
good.
dynamic here
Good.
is a lot different to doing it by Zoom, huh? Like,
Yeah, for sure.
yeah.
You actually do have to physically be next to someone
Yeah.
and not across from each other. Grant and I are sitting like we're on a bus somewhere.
That's true. Just yeah. Like yeah, we're side by side and sharing the mic. It's wild. I don't think we'd ever have nothing to say.
No, I don't think we would never, as sometimes it might seem a bit awkward, but I'm finding even as I'm getting a bit older, I'm starting to adapt to that those situations where I might be anxious. I was telling Grant this morning about some anxiety I was having last night, and I was really, I started almost panicking about my breath, and I couldn't get my breath to go past my, basically my shoulder blades down into my chest. And I really had to sit with that for about an hour and a half to, I suppose, calm myself, but also just reflect on what and where that shortness of breath was coming from. And so what I found, and I told Grant this, I haven't done my Wim Hof since our last session, maybe 4 or 5 days ago, and I've really noticed how that, how the meditation and the breathing practice does help with anxiety. And this is another good example of me being honest with you about that's where I was at last night.
Yeah, those when you've got a tool that works and like a good scenario in life that works, and then for some reason, yeah, there's that time where you just don't do it, you don't feel like it, or whatever. That can be with lots of things, like you eat well and then all of a sudden you have 2 days where you just eat chips and chocolate and you feel terrible.
Yeah, but doesn't it taste great
It does taste
for
good, man.
about
No,
5 minutes?
Mum had a box of thing of chocolate in the fridge, and I've been saying, Mum, because I have my like my artificial sugar in my coffee and all that, and and then I just cleaned the entire block up last night.
And I reckon from that, I reckon whatever gets you through.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's but I guess there are. For me, I've come to see my dad here. He's in, I've mentioned it, he's in the elderly home. He's got a bit of dementia, and it's tough. I wish he was happy to see me, but he's glad I'm there. I know, and but he's just caught up in his own world, and that's okay. So I'm suffering a little bit there with family, and and the I've just been breathing it out and stuff like that, and it's been good to have that. But those times, like, imagine if I didn't have that or didn't have a mechanism, whatever it is, to make myself feel good. It'd be tougher, a lot tougher. Yeah, I think just recognizing situations too, like you were saying, you recognize the shortness of breath and the anxiety building. And I recognized the anxiety in me yesterday morning, actually, and I just sat and focused on it, that actual where it was in my body, and that f and it eventually did fade. And then I was lucky enough to be close to the beach where Mum lives, and
Well, so we're kind of in sync a little bit here, Grant.
recognizing and d dealing it with stuff, not with alcohol.
Oh, that's the biggest positive to our partnership at this point is that you don't want to drink. I don't necessarily drink unless I'm with company. And I feel great about that.
So me too.
I like to be able to engage with you without worrying about the things that come up when you are drinking. And I just noticed, Grant, not to break the point, but when like we're having a conversation, right? But it feels like I don't know, how is it for you that does it feel like we're having a conversation with each other or with our audience?
At the beginning, a bit with the audience, but now definitely with each other. Definitely, slotted in. Yeah, that whole alcohol thing was unintentional as well.
Well, for me too.
Yeah, like, but that we both do it at the same, that we're both at the same time not drinking. This is the first time ever that I've been to your house. We haven't started, we haven't cracked one open.
Where you haven't brought a VB block with you.
Yeah, this is the first time ever. And they're, yeah, the first.
Well, the last time you're here was 2019, pre-COVID, in Ascot.
Oh,
And
yeah,
prior
Ascot.
to that was Rolling Stone. I think it must have been a year or 2 years before that, 17, 2017. Yeah, that was up at Rolling Stone.
I remember at Ascot, I don't know where he picked me up from or however that came about, but we went to the bottle shop and we bought, on the way to your place, and we bought a box of Sol beer, that Mexican brand. And we got back to your house and started drinking. And
I remember we had a couple of beers at the pub too.
oh yeah, we did too.
Yeah, a couple of tall ones because we got a photo of that.
That's right.
But I remember that night in Ascot, or just because I remember passing out and then being put to bed. So that's what I wasn't looking forward to with, go hard as you want, but.
Yeah, there was a few beers left over that night, but we finished them the next morning. And then I went home because there was no more beer. I was just going to say something else now. I've forgotten. It doesn't matter.
That's
Oh
all right.
yeah. I've actually. I don't think they listen, but it doesn't matter. Yeah, just being here. I came generally mostly over just to see my catch up with my family, and that's a transition time for the family. One of the parents is in a elderly home, so I come over just to focus on that. But then I slowly started to creep in the anxiety that, because I'm a family man. Miles's partner Tracy put it really well a minute ago, that when you have kids, you just don't have time for other stuff, you know. It's much, whatever you see on Instagram with families meeting up and having these great get-togethers and parties all the time. Well, I don't think it's like that, but you don't have time for that really. And so when I come over here, I was focused on my family. Then I started getting anxiety of catching up with other people, friends, dear friends, and that just laid on thick, like tons of anxiety, and I was just feeling under pressure. And then I was getting a, you know, what started to realize how emotional I was about just how it's all going here with dad and stuff, and seeing everyone and just fam, my close family. And but then I just wrote to all my friends, said I can't make it, and oh, was that a relief. And then I got it in my head, just worked on it, just kind of meditated on it, that it's okay. It's all cool. It's all good, you know? And then everything just started to go smooth again. Like, it didn't need to add more pressure to, like, an already huge amount of pressure already. Didn't really need to add to it. And realized that, yeah, noticed it and dealt with it really quite good in the end, I think.
So that felt better to not go and maybe enjoy them at a later stage than go this time and know that where it might go.
It could also go where, yeah, drinking wise too. And I think you mentioned to me, like, my sister as well, that when situation, if you don't want to drink, situations that come up, you need to put a lot more thought into it before you ring your friends and say good day, maybe we should catch up. You should really make the scenario easy for yourself.
Yeah, that makes sense, Grant, because I often catch up with people, but I don't make a point of saying, well, let's just, well, because I drink coffee, why don't we just go for coffee and a sandwich rather than meet at the pub and have two beers and then those two beers turn into three beers, or you want it to turn into three beers, but it's only two beers.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
But you're right about making it clear the intentions of where you're at. I think that's important.
I think so too. It's interesting too when you don't drink. Well, this podcast isn't an Alcoholics Anonymous podcast, but
Certainly is not.
like when you don't drink, you're just happy then afterwards that you haven't, because you don't feel dry and you don't feel tired and you don't feel, even if it's one or two, really,
Yes.
it makes a difference. And just to look after yourself. And yeah, that pressure of seeing, well, it's pressure that we put on ourselves, but pressure of seeing people and do we have to have this social situation in our lives, or is it cool just to hang by ourselves? And
Yeah,
yeah, it
it
is,
is.
isn't it? Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I agree. I spend a lot of time at home.
Yep. Yeah, and I go out pretty good by myself too.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that.
Yep. I think, yeah, no, it's nice. I'm looking forward to getting a bit more out in the garden later on, Miles. And hey, why don't we get talk for 26 minutes and then just play the entire pod out with the new jam session, the new track
Yeah.
that we've come up with. It was really organic and really cool, as Miles was saying. Like, I knew Miles played, and I can play a couple of chords, but
Admittedly, I haven't been playing
yeah, me either.
even since I got my piano back to my house.
Yep.
I haven't been, but it's funny because I picked it up just last night or 2 or 3 days ago, actually, and I was just jamming to my headphones the music that was on. I was trying to pick the chords and the notes,
Oh, cool.
and it's actually a technique to learn how to play a song. If you wanted to learn that way or self-teaching yourself, you can pick a nice piano track and just listen to it and then make it up as you go along.
Well, it was cool how it all happened, because I said, "Oh, well, that's an E. Like, I'm playing an E," and then I guess it was probably E. Who knows? E major. Don't know. But then an A, E and A, and then you just started picking that out on the piano, and then I can play rhythm. I can play a little bit of drums, and I can play rhythm. I think rhythm's kind of my thing, and so I just started jamming it in like a rhythm, and then you come over the top, and it was just dude, that was unplanned, and it's really cool.
Very impromptu and n nerve settling, and just nice to just kind of feel something rather than overly structured something.
Oh yeah.
Something that's overly structured. It just felt like it was gonna evolve how it was gonna evolve, which you'll pick up when you hear it, but
Yeah, that was literally a
moment in time.
moment in time, timestamp. Yeah.
Like what we're doing here.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the name of the episode. Poolside timestamp. Or
Timestamp,
is it
wicked.
called, yeah, or do we label these episodes? I've forgotten.
Yeah, we do. Of course
If
we
not, we
do.
can. Oh, cool, man. Wow, so I'm in Miles' studio here. There's pictures of me and him in Frankfurt, the one in there in Cologne. It's pretty gnarly. There's the Miles and Grant Experience
Clark
plaque carving from Indo, from
from
Bali.
Bali.
Wow, that's wild. Yeah. And Tracy, just what sort of cake was that? That was
It
amazing.
was I think it's a almond, gluten-free
Oh yeah. Coconut, was there?
and coconut.
There you go. Oh,
Yeah.
man.
Delicious.
Yep.
Moist. Very moist. Went deliciously with a coffee.
Yeah, it did. Unbelievable. All right, brother, I think we've got some what we're grateful for here. That's cool. That's always a bonus when you're struggling for stuff to say.
I'll tell you what I'm grateful, Grant, and then I'll ask you what you are grateful for.
Wicked.
So grateful, when we become honest and acknowledge the true self for what we are becoming, I am grateful to know that through this pain comes relief. I can only be grateful. Be you. Be grateful. Grant, what are you grateful for?
Bro, phew. I'm great.
Still my breath stink.
No. No, I'm grateful to have the mic back, that's for sure.
Oh, you love the mic, Grant. You're just a mic hog. It's all extended all the way over to Grant. If you hear, it feels like Miles is in the shadows, it's because he is.
I'm sitting in front of the mic. I'm grateful for the tools that I've learned to combat anxiety. Being jet lagged, I wrote this obviously when I was seriously jet lagged a couple of days ago. Being jet lagged can cause anxiety while traveling, like serious bouts of it, particularly while trying to organize catch-ups, personal affairs, and try and work, and also for trying to work out surf forecasts in a strange place. And just trying to maximize a short amount of time. As I was saying before, it's just created a whole bunch of anxiety. Tiredness really hinders decision making. So I'm grateful for those tools that kind of got me through this week. I just leant back to, jumped on the cushion, meditated, and breathed it out. And also, just in the Indian Ocean, I spent so much time in the water. It's been sick. It's been really
Yeah, it's
cool.
been really good to catch up with you up there, Grant. That's another episode right there.
Me and Miles have been body surfing and rocking it out. Right, folks, thanks for listening.
Thanks, see ya.